You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With the season of yard work finally here, we would like to remind you that blowing grass clippings onto the road is illegal in the state of Wisconsin. They can present a safety hazard for vehicles, especially motorcycles and bicycles, can clog storm drains leading to flooding and potential environmental damage, and they can cause water quality issues, such as polluting local waterways and contributing to harmful algae blooms. It is recommended that you blow grass clippings back onto your lawn, clean up any clippings that end up on the street, and consider using a mulching mower if at all possible. Please remember to pay attention to help keep the roads a little bit safer for all of us. Beginning June 1st of this year, the Ogama Public Library would like to announce their new hours. Monday and Tuesday they will be open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesday 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Thursday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Friday through Sunday closed. Once again, beginning June 1st, the Ogama Public Library has new hours. Monday and Tuesday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesday 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Thursday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Friday through Sunday closed. National Police Week is May 11th through the 17th. Here's a story from Lisa Hale.
It's a time to honor those killed in the line of duty and the men and women who work to keep communities safe. Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis.
You know, we do everything we can, obviously, to mitigate the risk of a profession that has its risks. Unfortunately, despite all our best efforts, sometimes the unthinkable happens. But, you know, when you take this job, you know that that's one of the things that comes with it. And there are still people who recognize that it's worth it and that it's for a good cause that we take that risk to keep our communities safe.
Green Bay Police Communications Coordinator Jennifer Gonzalez says it's important to remember that police officers live, work, and love in the communities that they serve.
We need to remember that they are also fathers, they are mothers, they are sisters, they are brothers, and they are children themselves. They have parents too who worry about them each and every day that they come in and do what they can to serve and protect our community.
National Peace Officers Memorial Day is Thursday, May 15th, and a part of National Police Officers Week. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
This week, the names of almost 350 officers who died in the line of duty have been added to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. Two of them are from Wisconsin. Daniel Dolly, who worked for the Beloit Police Department, died of COVID-19 after catching it on duty, and Corey Prulks, who is a youth counselor at Lincoln Hills. He was attacked by an inmate last year and died of his injuries. Wisconsin had its own ceremony on Friday, and almost 300 names are on the law enforcement memorial on the grounds of the state capitol. The Community Blood Center in Appleton is strongly urging all healthy and eligible blood donors to schedule donation after a surge in emergency blood use. Since Friday, multiple serious car crashes led to patients needing large amounts of blood. The Community Blood Center, or the CBC, sent out 70 units of type O blood to community hospitals in response to help save lives. The CBC also sent hospital partners 11 platelet units and 60 units of plasma, both of which are typically used when patients lose a significant amount of blood. The crashes resulted in several massive transfusion protocols, MTPs, where patients required large quantities of blood products in a short period of time. The CBC encourages all eligible donors to schedule an appointment as soon as possible to rebuild the blood supply. All blood types are urgently needed. Every donor plays a key role in ensuring patients have the blood they need for routine surgeries, childbirth complications, cancer treatments, life-threatening emergencies, and more. John Higgins, president and CEO of the Community Blood Center, stated, quote, "Donors are critical to ensuring blood products are available to provide timely, life-saving care to patients in need. We can't predict when emergencies will happen, but thanks to generous donors, we can be prepared. Community support ensures blood is available for patients relying on vital transfusions when every second counts. Act now to make a difference in your area," end quote. To schedule a donation, you can visit communityblood.org, use the CBC donor app, or call 800-280-4102. Every donation at a CBC donor center or CBC mobile blood drive brings hope and healing to local hospital patients and their loved ones. Monday, May 19th, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library, you're invited to join them for an Overwhelmed to Organize program. They invite you to come and learn how to clear out clutter, tips, tricks, and hacks for not getting overwhelmed during the process, and storage solutions for a simpler, more organized life. And remember, be sure to pre-register with 715-339-2868 to be eligible for door prizes. Once again, this is taking place Monday, May 19th from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Pesty, buzzy, and they come in clouds. The lake flies are back. Lisa Hale has more.
They're back! Every year around this time, lake flies return to the area around the shores of Lake Winnebago. Lake flies are vital to the ecology of Lake Winnebago, providing food for birds, fish, and in their immature stages, are an important part of a sturgeon's diet. So says UW Oshkosh biology professor Robert Stelzer. Lake flies may be stinky, noisy, and annoying, but they only live for a few days as they mate, lay eggs, and start the whole life cycle over. It may also be interesting to note, according to the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance, lake flies are midges that do not have functional mouth parts, so they can't bite or even eat.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers able to avoid the sweep by beating the Guardians 9-5 yesterday. Logan Henderson became only the second player in team history to score wins in both his first two starts in the major leagues. But Henderson says his arsenal of pitches is still a work in progress.
I know the cutter and slider have a lot of work to do, which is definitely a big confidence boost. I've had two solid outings so far. I got to go out there and keep executing and do what I know I can do. Just fastball at the top and throw the changeup off of that.
The Brewers host the Twins tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers holding offseason workouts, but center Elgton Jenkins has not reported until he gets a new contract. Luke Butkus is the offensive line coach.
I mean, Elgton Jenkins and I came in together in 2019, so he's a great man. He's a great teammate. There's no concern whatsoever.
The Packers' regular season schedule is out. You can download it now at civicmedia.us. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like Hollywood is on hold when it comes to releasing movies, at least until Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning opens next Friday, the 23rd. In the meantime, there is no shortage of horror films in theaters, and a new one opens this weekend. Final Destination Bloodlines is the sixth and supposedly final installment of the Final Destination franchise and is batting a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mystery thriller Hurry Up Tomorrow tells the story of a musician who has insomnia and begins to question his life. There are no reviews, so tread cautiously, but the film has a solid cast with Jenna Ortega, Barry Keoghan, and The Weeknd. Another mystery thriller that also hasn't been reviewed yet, called The Ruse, opens wide this weekend. An in-home caregiver fears for her life while watching over an elderly patient in a seaside house. Just a reminder that Sinners and Thunderbolts are still playing in theaters and have also reviewed very well. Let's go to the movies. Tom Cruise is used to saving the day in the movies, and it spilled over into real life. Simon Pegg says the Mission Impossible franchise saved him from alcoholism and depression. Yes, he was thrilled about getting the role, but says the production was unbelievably supportive and made sure he had a sober companion on the set of Ghost Protocol in 2011. Pegg also recalls Tom Cruise saying, "You're going to get in shape for this film. You're an agent now." Halle Berry was forced into a wardrobe change before she hit the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival. The festival has a new no-nudity policy, which only took them about 75 years to enact. Berry is in France as part of the festival's jury this year. She didn't seem to mind at all being told to find a different dress and believes the new nudity policy is probably a good one. And it probably is, especially because most people don't look like Halle Berry. Various sources say the policy was enacted to avoid a situation like Kanye West's wife appearing fully nude on the red carpet. Well, it didn't set the world on fire, but for those who enjoyed it, Captain America: Brave New World will be available to stream on Disney+. The film stars Anthony Mackie, who also appeared in The Falcon and Winter Soldier. In the film, Captain America meets with the president, played by Harrison Ford, and is asked to foil an evil global plot to save the world. Tough gig. It drops exclusively on Disney+, May 28th. A Greek couple is getting divorced thanks to AI and a cup of coffee. A woman has filed for divorce after reading the ChatGPT signs she believes told her husband was cheating. After making coffee for her and her husband, she took photos and asked ChatGPT to interpret the coffee grounds. The chatbot not only told her there were signs of infidelity, but also that her husband was fantasizing about a woman whose name starts with an E. The husband told the Greek City Times that this has happened before when his wife was following an astrologer's advice. And some people think AI is a bad thing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, and a couple of those storms could be severe. Be weather aware here later today. Strong storms possible are high in the upper 70s to low 80s today. After that, tomorrow, rainy, cold, and windy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.